Can everybody hear me? Good evening, everybody. Thanks again for having us tonight. We are fully aware that there's significant public interest in this potential or this federal anchorage area that was requested by the Penobscot Bay Pilots for us to establish. And so thank you for everybody to coming out tonight. We definitely want to try to help, not ease concerns necessarily, but at least explain the process so everybody knows where we are right now in the process and all the opportunities for public comment that will transpire if we decide to move forward with a notice of proposed rulemaking in the Federal Register. But before I start going down that road, about 6 months ago, I think it was in late July, we received a request from the Penobscot Bay Pilots to officially establish a federal anchorage area in that Broad Cove area off Owl's Head. And without going into all the specifics on the proposal, it's based primarily on the fact that larger cruise ships are coming to the Rockland area, and they had a number of safety-related concerns that they wanted, or they thought the federal anchorage would address. One, from a trip planning standpoint, it would allow these foreign crews that are coming into U.S. waters with a clear understanding of where the federal anchorage in Rockland is for these larger cruise ships, so they know from a voyage planning perspective where exactly their cruise ship is going to end up when they end up near the main coast. They also thought that from a transient seasonal boater perspective, it would be good to notify some of these non-residents that when they are operating in the Rockland area, they'd be able to see on a chart where they may encounter one of these, you know, 900 to 1,000 foot cruise ships. And then lastly, from a safety perspective, again, to let the lobstermen know that, you know, when a large cruise ship is coming in and we are going to be anchoring in that Broad Cove area, that is the most likely place where you could end up losing some gear if we do happen to run over it with one of these large ships. So that's a little bit of the background on their request to us. And I just want to make it clear as possible, that we have not decided yet whether or not we're going to move forward with a proposal in the Federal Register to solicit formal public comment. We're still deliberating on whether or not we're going to move forward and actually go through the formal process, because we're not certain that we think it's necessary to have that federal anchorage there yet. So I hopefully that kind of clarifies where we stand in the process. And I'll talk a little bit about the process, but just for everybody's awareness, we have not decided whether or not we're going to move forward with formally proposing this in the Federal Register. That being said, I also want to make it clear that whether or not there is a federal anchorage out there, if a large cruise ship is coming to Rockland, they do have the right to anchor in that Broad Cove area, or really anywhere in federal waters. That there's no, just because there is not a federal anchorage area on the chart, it does not mean that they can't anchor there. They do have the ability to anchor there. It's based on what the master of the vessel says and how the pilots feel it's best to anchor that ship, depending on the prevailing weather conditions, the close proximity to the town of Rockland, if they are going to be tendering passengers ashore. So the federal anchorage does not stipulate that they do not need that federal anchorage, I should say, in order to anchor there. They can do that even without a federal anchorage.
So, can I ask just a quick question?
Sure.
Then why are they requesting to change it if it's not something that... I guess I'm confused about
right.
that.
Right. So for those reasons that I mentioned, that for voyage planning, so when these large cruise ships are coming in from, mm-hmm. whether they're coming from, you know, Canada or down south in Boston, they'll be able to look at a chart and see that when they are going to Rockland, this is where they're going to anchor. So there's no ambiguity as far as where they're going to be located. And it'll allow boaters that may not be familiar with where cruise ship anchors here, mm-hmm. That these people that can look on the chart and see that this is where a cruise ship is going to be if there is a large cruise ship in Rockland.
Okay.
Question. If we create a federal anchorage out there, can we depend on ships using that anchorage and not going somewhere else? Because one of the advantages we would have is that we do have boats dropping anchor all over the place out there over the summer. If we choose one spot, say this is the anchorage, then it allows guys to protect their gear better. We can get a better idea of where they're going to be, and so we can make plans.
Right.
But are they forced to use it? If you create it, they can still go anywhere they want.
Right. They would not be forced to use it. The hope would be that that others would potentially use it also, but there's
right.
no requirement that would be where they anchor.
But chances are, if there's something on the chart, they would choose that as plan A?
Hopefully. I mean, there are the two other anchorages inside the breakwater.
Yeah, they're not coming inside. So then the next part of that is the what, you know, whether we have cruise ships at all in the future. The one big ship we do have arriving now is the Navy ship that comes in every year. Mm. And the Navy goes right off outside the lighthouse. And the Navy goes wherever they want. So if that's where the Navy is going to anchor every time, why don't we put the anchorage there? Because we know there's going to be a big boat there every year. And then other big boats that come, that's the spot they'll go. And then we know that the rest of the area is, safe to here.
I mean, that's something that we will definitely consider if we do pursue that federal rulemaking. I mean, I think that the pilots chose that location. I don't want to speak for them completely, but they felt the holding ground in the way that the Broad Cove area protects them from more of the prevailing conditions was why they chose that location. But
it's better protected from the open water, but there's a lot of gear in there, and it is close to Owl's Head Shore. I know where the Navy puts it is kind of exposed to the ocean, but we know the Navy goes the same spot every time, so it seems like that would be the place to put it.
It actually depends on the class of ship that comes in. So some of the larger Navy ships that come in, they have actually anchored more to the north.
Mm-hmm.
The frigate that came in last year, 550 feet, they were able to go more on the southern side.
Yeah.
So it depends on the class of ship they do come in. The frigate that anchored there last year was actually relatively close to the shipping lane that the ferry vessels use. Yeah. So I can only assume that maybe they wanted to try to stay as clear from that as possible. However, I believe a portion of that is actually in those lanes that they do use.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to look again, but yeah.